Blog Talk Radio.
And now the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning to all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. Thank you so much, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan.
You're welcome.
Always do such a tremendous job. Thank you for the introduction. And we welcome all of you from all over the world to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. Amen. This is a line where people come from all over the world to pray. I mean, from every church affiliation, church denomination, from every economic strata, from all over. I mean, we're not coming together to fight. We're not coming together.
This conference is being recorded.
We're coming together to pray. Prayer changes things. Let me tell you something. If you haven't prayed during the day, it's a wasted day. Uh-huh. Because prayer is the key to the kingdom, and faith unlocks the door. So we're just so happy to be on here and to have you come and to worship the Lord and pray with us. It just makes us feel great. And thank you. We refuse any longer to allow the enemy to separate God's people. God's people are coming together because together we stand and divided we fall. I want to welcome all the guests on the line from all over the country. Thank God for you and you and you. And those who are coming by way of blog, I understand we have about 100 million listeners all over the world. And we say that humbly just to give God glory and to give him praise as our means of just honoring the Lord. God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you because you never sleep nor slumber. And whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. Oh, my God. My God, we love you, Lord. We appreciate you. We thank you for how you blessed us, for how you helped us, and for how you brought us. If there's anything that we've done to offend thee, please forgive us, we pray. Now bless this prayer line today. Stretch out your mighty hand over every person. I pray that you give the people more faith to believe you on another level, on a new level, in the name of Jesus. Because I know that faith moves you, Lord. When you see that people believe in you more than they believe in themselves, when you see that they believe in you more than they believe in life, you give more life, you give more health, and you give more strength, and you give more blessings when you see that people believe you and have the faith in you. Thank you, thank you. No wonder when they tore a hole in that roof for Jesus and let that man down in front of him, that he healed him of every one of his diseases because it showed faith in you, and I want to thank you for it. Now, Lord, bless every person on the prayer line today. Lift every heavy burden, lighten every heavy load. I pray those who have their backs against the wall, God, that you help them in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you for others, Lord, who have seen the prayer line. Now they're trying to copy off the prayer line. It's wonderful to be an example to people all over the world. Help us, God, to challenge people all over the world to start prayer cells everywhere. In Africa, India, Brazil, Russia, England, France, all over the world. Oh, God, put it on their heart to start a prayer cell everywhere. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless, bless, bless. Bless, 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 bless. And we pray all this properly in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. And amen, and amen. And good morning to all of you. Are y'all awake here? Amen. Y'all speaking?
Good morning
to all of you.
Good morning.
Amen. Good morning to you. My God, my God, my God. God is up to something. Amen. Up to something. And I want to thank him for speaking to our heart to tell us to start this prayer line. Amen. It was the Lord that did that, and thank God for it. All right, praise the Lord, and for starting this prayer line, amen. The enemy didn't say, start a prayer line. That would be ridiculous. The enemy doesn't want God or anybody to believe in God like that. Doesn't want anybody to pray like that. No, 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 no. He wants God's people to forget all about prayer. Amen. He wants, the enemy doesn't want God to be praised. Amen. Let me talk a little louder. My mother wants to hear this prayer and my message, I guess. She called me in here. Praise the Lord for you. All right. Can we take time to speak to the Lord, everybody? You know, some people think that that's silly. Well, I think you're silly. He's more real than you were. Who was in the room first? Who was here in this world first? He was. And then you happen to pop on the scene because of him. So why don't you speak to him? Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. We praise him and we thank him. And I'm always interested to see who has the greatest praise for the Lord. Amen. Because he's been mighty good to all of y'all. I mean, if y'all really could see. I mean, sometimes God takes me in the spirit realm, and I can see it. If you could see how he took your name off a death row, off the death list, and gave you life, you'd be running praising him and thanking him for his goodness. But he's been mighty good to you. Yeah. Yeah, your life may have been almost cut off. But let me ask you something. Are they on now? Oh, my God. He's been mighty good to you. Amen. I know you might have been almost walking a little bit and aching. But where are the pains now? Your back may have been aching. Your legs may have been aching. Your heart may have been aching. But where are the pains now? Prayer changes things. And who does it? God does it through prayer. So let's give him praise. When I say praise check, that means come on in. You don't have to wait 4 or 5 seconds. Come on in right away. That means that's the time we're praising him. And the level you praise him on symbolizes how good he's been to you. All right, praise check, everybody. Lord, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lord, we give you glory. Give you adoration.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
For you, and for all of our guests on the prayer line. Thank God for you. We do bring praise before the Lord because he deserves the praise. I want to just ask you if you would be on us, with us on the blog line at night. We're trying to give God over 2 billion. Now it's gone up to over 3 billion praises a night. Amen. On the blog line, perhaps more than that, but we're praising him out of our hearts every night on the blog line. 646-595-2035. 646-595-2035. God bless you. I want to just try to fulfill what I told you I would do yesterday. And some of you brought your son, your daughter, maybe your brother, your sister, your friend, your person at your church that you want to hear this message about. It's my money, and I want it now.
Amen.
It's my money, and I want it now.
Yes.
God has me preaching this now, I guess to the world, you might say. It's my money, and I want it now. My mother had me come in because she wants to hear this message also. Amen. We were at the hospital with her yesterday, and she's much better. Much better. God, I'm not trying to alone, just trying to be there for her when she needs me. Most people are not there. Need them. I'm trying to be there when she needs me. All right. I'm going to ask you if you would, if you have to clear your sinuses, if you put your line on mute, *6. Amen. I want to read these scriptures again to you. My Lord. Bless my heart, and have caused me to really my eyes open up to this because they're so true. Amen. They're real. And before I do it, let me get a station identification, and I'll come right back and bring this message to you. It's my money, and I want it now. Go ahead, Ambassador Hagen.
Oh, praise the Mac. Glory, God bless. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless you. Yes, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. His presence is with us on the lines and on this conference this morning. We do honor Amen, our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Johnson. We thank God for him. Thank God for Amen, for Ambassador, First Lady of this line, Ambassador Lady Betty. My Lord, I tell you, we appreciate her. We appreciate and honor Amen, Mother Adley Johnson. Thank God. Mother to the nations, by our God, has healed her body. We give God all the glory and the praise. We thank God, amen, for all of the bishops and bishops elect, all the ambassadors, and all of our brand new ambassadors elect. To everyone, all of you in your respective places, whether you're a corporate leader or a leader of a group, your church, whatever, we just thank God. We're just so glad to have everybody with us. And this is Ambassador Dr. Hagen. We are broadcasting live from the Blog Talk Radio, NPA, NPARadio.com, on Blog Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live as this program is being aired live all over the world. And we can be reached by calling into the live studio, 347-934-0207. And can you imagine more than 100 million listeners? We are being heard. Good God Almighty, in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, Brazil, Argentina, Australia, Austria, Bahamas, Barbados, Belgium, Bermuda, Bolivia, Botswana, Bulgaria, Canada, the Cayman Islands, Central, South Africa, the African Republic. We are being heard in China. Oh, my Lord, yes, Czechoslovakia, Costa Rica, Egypt, right, Afghanistan, and Iraq, and my Lord, Israel, Japan, Jamaica, oh, yes, Finland, Philippines, you name it, just literally all over the world, Pakistan, Malaysia, all. Wherever there's internet, wherever there's computer, wherever there's satellite, wherever there's our social presence, social media presence, our iTunes, Stitcher, our Facebook, Twitter, you name it, literally all over the world. and to God be the glory. And we want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job getting this message around the world. And may God be able to bless you. It's catching the world by storm. And, oh, we just thank God for you. Keep on doing what you do. And may God bless you even more so today. We're excited about the message. Hallelujah. It's my money, and I want it now. God bless you. Back to you, Chief.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And we're moving into this message. I was minding my own business, and the Lord said, I want you to speak to the people concerning finances. There are some secrets. The Bible says in Daniel that there's some secrets that are held to the end time. And it says that God reveals them to his prophets and to the people of God. And I think I got something here that will bless your heart, that will make your eyes pop open. The enemy was trying to make me fearful of bringing this message because of what the word says here in 1 Timothy 6 and 10. And says, for the love of money is the root to all evil. I'm going to deal with that in just a moment. But let me read this to you here in Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes 10 and 19. It says, a feast is made for laughter, and wine make it merry. And then it says this. This is the notation here. But money answereth all things. Money answered all things. I'm telling you, if you don't believe that, go down to the gas company and try to pay your gas bill with some pancakes and see what they tell you. They're going to ask you for some money. It answered all things. Let me read this to you. Proverbs 10 and 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow with it. And then here's a notation that I want you to really note. Here it is. A good man leaveth an inheritance to the children's children. And the wealth, my God, of the sinner is laid up for the just. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now, I asked the Lord, Lord, what is the emphasis here of where you want me to go with this money? You know, it's my money and I want it now. And then he took me here and began to show me this revelation in 1 Timothy 6 and 10. It says, for the love of money is the root of all things, of all evil, rather. For the love of money is the root of all evil. And I begin to think about it and interpret this scripture. Sometimes I do it in retrograde. But this morning I'm going to do it as it reads. For the love of money is the root to all evil. I wondered, I went to Washington, D.C. to the Mint, and they gave me a private tour of the Mint. They knew who I was, and they took me throughout the Mint, assigned me a guide, and this lady began to show me where the money was made. We went in a separate room where money is made at the Mint, and they had several different presses. Just pressing money, every second pressing money. Shomp, 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 shomp. And just kept pressing money like that, and several of those presses. And each one of those presses had about 20 bills, places for 20 bills on the press. And the one I saw had $100 bills on it. Just shomp, shomp. And each time those twenty places for those $100 bills would press, that would be $100 times 20. That's $2,000. Amen. Just thump, thump, every second pressing money. And then this lady said to me, she said, Dr. Johnson, she said, you know, money is not quite what people think it is. I said, no. She said, no, it's not. Most people think money is paper, but money is not paper. I said, what do you mean it's not paper? She said, take some money out. You have some money? I said, yes, I pulled out some money. And she said, ball it up as tight as you can. So I balled this dollar bill up as tight as I may have been a 20, but I think I used a 1. I balled it up as tight as I could. And then she said, all right. It was right there in my hand. She said, just take your other hand and kind of just try to straighten it out the best way you can. And I start straightening that dollar bill out and, you know, just doing it the best I could. And before I knew it, it was basically like it was before I balled it up. She said, did you see it came back to how it was before you balled it up? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, because money is not what people think it is, not paper, it's not paper. I said, well, what is it then? She said, that's material. I said, what? She said, yeah, money is material. And that's why it goes all over the world, in your hands, the hands of others, and wherever it's been. It's material. And you can fold it, and then it's cloth, it's material. And she said, that's why you can ball it up and come right back. It's been all around the world when it gets to you normally, and because it's material. And then I began to see something in the spirit realm. See, that was in the natural. And let me just throw this on you, at you. Many times when God shows you things in the natural, then allow him to show you something or the interpretation of it in the spiritual. So I began to go to the spiritual on that. It's not what it appears to be. It's something different. And God began to show me that in life, money is not really money. We think it's money, but it's really power. See, money is power. I said this yesterday. Let me use it again. If they declared that the power to get things was, let me just use this, greens. If they said, you can purchase stuff with greens, and the more you greens you got, I mean the greens you eat. I'm not talking about green dollar bills. I'm talking about greens. The more greens you got, the more you can purchase. People would be growing greens everywhere in their backyard, front yard, just like they passed a law about this marijuana. You got folks growing marijuana everywhere. See, but they would be growing greens everywhere if they declared that was the way you get stuff. And you walk up to the counter there at Walmart. How many greens you got? So all they got to do is declare that that would be the way you purchase things. But see, money is what they have declared you use, but it's really representing power. How much power? When you walk up in Walmart and you got a basket full of stuff, they want to see your power. If you go into the water company, they want to see, we'll keep your water on, let me see your power. See, that's what they want to see, your power. How much power? On that credit card, how much power do you have? If you have power, then they'll give you what you want. But money is power. So I begin to look at that scripture. For the love of power is the reason. And they got to the Red Sea, and here comes Pharaoh and his army. Why do you think he was coming? I think for two reasons. Because Moses, he wanted to kill Moses because Moses said all of the firstborn is going to die, and Pharaoh's son, his son died. So he was after Pharaoh. I'm sorry, he was after Moses, and then they were after him to get those slaves back and the money back. See, but what happened? God said, I've given my money to my people, and I'm not going to take it back. You trying to get the money back? No, I've given it to the children of Israel, and you cannot get it back. Moses, what you got in your hands? A rod. Stretch it out. The Red Sea opens up. They go across on dry land, get to the other side. Here comes Pharaoh, and God says, stretch it back again, and the water swallows up Pharaoh and his army. Why? You can't have the money no more. I've given the blessing to my people. Amen. They may be stubborn. They may be outlandish. They may be down and out. They may have their backs against the wall sometimes, but I gave the money to my people, the Israelites. Now, if you will check your family lineage and keep going back, you're going to find out that those people who were the Israelites were your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather and grandmothers. That means that you are the living heritage of the Israelites. And that means not only that, that means that you not only, that means that you not only are the inheritance, but the inheritance is yours. I think that's why God had me to pray that prayer, that, Lord, let the people have their inheritance. See, it's your money now. You are the inheritance of Israel. He made Israel his church. Who is his church now? You and me. We're God's church all over the world. We are his church, and it's our money. And I don't know about you, but I want it now. I don't want to wait 20 years. I don't want to wait 50 years. There are things that need to be done for the Lord right now. The gospel needs to get all over the world, and it's being preached everywhere now. Not only that, souls need to be won everywhere, and people need to come together to praise God everywhere. I'm trying to get it to the point where one day we'll rent stadiums. It's our money, and we need it. We need it to expand the kingdom of God. We need it to do the work of the Lord. We need it for the purpose of the Lord. There are churches everywhere that need to be undergirded and supported. There are churches everywhere that need to pay off that mortgage. There are churches everywhere that need to be sustained in the name of the Lord Jesus. It's our money, and we need it now in the name of Jesus. The devil doesn't want us to have it because his foundation is built on it. I can't help that. He built it. That's his mistake. He built it on the love of money, but it's our money, and we want it now. The devil has used God's money too long. How do you think he got a foundation? How do you think he's doing those things everywhere, all over the world for his glory? How do you think he's doing that? He's using God's money. It ain't his money. It's our money, and we want it now. In the name of Jesus, God bless his people. And listen, mama may have, papa may have, but God blesses the one, the child that has his own. You can have your own because it's your money. If you ever recognize that God gave you the money, that you're the living church, you're the living